The study is done every 5 years and most recently analyzed 6 weeks of TV sports news on 3 network affiliates in Los Angeles. The study also looked at some national sports networks. Researchers found that men's sports still receive more than 90% of the coverage on television news and sports highlight shows. Margaret Carlisle Duncan is a professor of human movement sciences at UWM and the co-author of the study. She says the stories that lead off sports television shows are virtually always about men.
Viewers are sort of trained to expect the most important sporting news to come first. So if the first story that they hear about is a story about male athletes or men's sports, that suggests the network is saying, well, you know, men's sports are far more significant than women's sports.
Duncan says that when women's sports are covered, they tend to be at the end of sports shows. But Madison Television sportscaster Jay Wilson says on ESPN, at least, the lead story will be what the typical viewers of the sports network want to see most.
Now, their demographics, I'm sure, again, without knowing the actual numbers, they would skew male-dominated. And therefore, if it's baseball season, it's a baseball story. If it's football season, it's a football story. I don't know that it's so much anti-women's sports. I think it might be just as much, what are we going to put on the people that watch us are going to watch.
But UW-Milwaukee's Margaret Duncan says getting more women involved in programming decisions and anchor roles on sports shows will help balance coverage. Donnie Forte, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.